Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday. God bless. Top of the afternoon. Close to the evening. And today is an interesting day because I want to talk about facing your past. Before I get into that, I'm going to say a prayer for us. Dear precious Father, I just want to thank you for today. Just allow me to understand things and understand that I can't run from things. And if I do run from it, you know, it's always going to follow me. So Lord, as I deliver this message, I ask you to speak through me. And as I be the vessel for you, Lord, I just want to thank you for the day. Being here today, being present, feeling good, and feeling whole. Father, I thank you and I praise you. Magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Face your past. In life, you can either face your past or fear the past. But I'm here to tell you that if you don't face the past, your future won't be too fulfilling. Everybody goes through life and, we create tension in areas in our life. We burn bridges. We don't understand people's intention. So we just, you know, run away from them. Sometimes we tell them, sometimes we don't. But what I realized is you got to face your past. You have to face your past in order to have a good future, in order to move forward with your life. And your conscience, whatever you run from, whatever you're fearing, whatever you're scared to face, it will always bother you. Always bother you. In life, you just gotta face the things. It might be hard. It might convict your pride. It might make you feel uncomfortable. But if you want to be promoted by God, you want to be pushed to a better level and a higher level, you gotta face the things that's holding you back. You could look at it like Goliaths. It's David and Goliath. David used his slingshot to defeat Goliath, which was way bigger than him, you know, 10 times larger. David was just such a small kid, but he still defeated him. And just like that, we gotta find our slingshots, our strength in the Lord. And we gotta find our strength in the Lord, and face the things that's holding us back, or that's bothering us, stopping us from having peace. Because it will stop you from having peace. It could be people, it could be things, it could be situations, it could be places. Sometimes you just gotta go back in order to go ahead, in order to get ahead. So, if you're out there, you're dealing with something and something keeps bothering you, keeps coming up, and you don't know why, I'm here to tell you that it's following you because you ran away from it. And until you get the courage to stand up, to go back and face the things that wanted to steer you away and stop you from, you know, acquiring peace in your life, you will not be fulfilled in life if you don't face the past. I'm gonna take myself for example. I kind of ran away from my past inadvertently. I didn't realize it. But it always bothered me. When I moved to Connecticut and left Chicago, it would always bother me. Family, the fact that I didn't rekindle things with my family. You know, I didn't tell people I was leaving. I just left. So it made it look like I was running. You know, I had fear to tell people. So, I just encourage you, whatever you're out there facing, whatever's keep following you, go face it. Go deal with it. It's going to make your life so much easier. Don't let that stuff build up too much, because it can get to the point where you have so much baggage, you can't even carry it all. You can't even remember where you put it at. So it's important to just slowly but surely think about your past. Think about things you ran from. Think about the things you didn't understand and you want closure and clarity from. Go face it. We older. Time has went past. And the opportunity is there. But like I say, until you face your past, you will not be able to move on to your future. God bless you. Dear precious Father, I just want to thank you and praise you for this message, allowing it out, getting it out there, just letting the people know, giving them some information, input, advice, what to do through you, Lord. Father, I'm understanding that everything good is from you, Lord. And I'm seeing you work in my life, Lord. My spirit, Lord. My mind, Lord. My body, Lord. I pray for my wife and my children. Keep them safe, sound, but disciplined. Also growing. Dealing with the things they have to deal with. I pray for the world as a whole. Pray for us all. Lord, keep us blessed. Keep us going. Being thankful that we're able to breathe today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.